Hi, Michael. What's on your mind, sir? Let's try to keep as let as many people in as possible. Go for it.
How much gamma can you take?
How much, which, sir?
No, just buy it across the store.
Yeah, well, what did you call it? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Gamma. Is that for sleep?
How do you spell it?
GABA?
Oh, I am sorry, sir. Yes, GABA, gamma aminobutyric acid. Well, you know what? Your body will tell you, because time after time people tell me I take more than X amount of GABA and I just really kind of get like I want to go to sleep, I get too calm, I get too relaxed, etc. But ordinarily that doesn't happen until we get past 200 or 300 milligrams, and some people get higher than that. It belongs in our bodies, so you just wait for your body to tell you when you're taking too much, sir.
It does. Oh, how does it tell you?
Like I say, we feel kind of overly relaxed, and we're not usually over relaxed. Maybe we get a little too sleepy, that kind of thing.
What can you take to reduce the speed of the heart beat?
Okay, reduce the speed of the heartbeat.
In other words, mine run about 80, and of course, it used to run at 60.
Yeah, well, it sounds like the adrenaline side of the nervous system is just working a little harder than it should, and the other side of the nervous system that calms us down may not be working as well as it might. That's one possibility. If that's the case, really some good acupuncture treatment takes care of that usually. Now, another thing that can do it is if we have weak adrenal glands and our adrenals aren't making so much cortisol, so the adrenals have to make more adrenaline to make up for that. And what do you know? That also pushes the pulse too rapidly, or more rapidly than a person's accustomed to, and you certainly do
Oh, I
have that
see.
happening. So for that, you'd need a natural medicine doctor to see how your adrenal function is. So those two options, and both of them could be the problem, or either one of them could be the problem. See an acupuncturist, see a natural medicine doctor. Could be weak adrenals,
Okay.
and it could be the balance of the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems.
Oh, you mentioned, I think, once the prostate, that there was something that would shrink it.
Lycopene. Now, this is the last thing, sir, we got folks waiting, but real research, people who took a lycopene, 30 milligrams a day, ultrasound of the prostate, people who didn't take lycopene took placebo. After a few months, the prostate was shrunk by 20% with lycopene and by 0% with placebo. So there you go, sir. I'm going to have to move on. I'm trying to get to everybody here, but thank you so much for calling.